right, baby, you about ready?
I'm ready.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready. Wait!
What the hell?
I'm ready.
Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist official podcast of the United Church of Bacon, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs or fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guests' websites, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the fabulous blog Comedy Obscura, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review, help us get up there in the top 10 where you've never put us. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I fist one of our guests.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
Who are you going to fist?
Well, the kinkiest guest.
Oh, Reza.
Probably.
Yeah.
Ouchtown.
I think people would like that, actually.
Oh, they'd like? Oh, subscribe now, or I won't fist Reza.
Much better.
We only have two rules in the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you, Ken Ham.
Bitch.
We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Aiden Park, Reza Asghari, and Andrew Helm. You know these guys from Showbiz. Wow, we nailed with the music timing.
Oh,
on that
fucking
one.
Finally.
That was, yeah, right? That was good.
Spot on.
I'm tired of editing.
Ah.
Well, too bad I have to edit.
No, you don't. I can fix it right there. There you go. We lost our video feed for just a few seconds.
I'm just editing that out, so fuck it.
No, you're not. You're not going to edit that out. Leave it in. It took seconds. Right. God damn it.
No, it's got to be raw.
Yeah, we want it.
That's what she said.
What is the tattoo on your arm, Reza?
This one, it's actually kind of an artistic interpretation of a microphone, if you will.
Wow, it looks more like a cock.
Well, that was the second thing. It's a microphone.
It looks like a cock blowing off a bunch of jizz.
It turns into a cock. It's basically my way of saying I like to blow dudes' cocks with jizz.
On a microphone.
Yes. I just figure right on the arm. Just cover the entire upper arm.
Yeah. Nice. It's a skull. The skull looks like it from here. It looks like it's an apple in its mouth. It doesn't. I know. It's just red behind it. It's very cute. Very cool.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
I appreciate it. So does my jizz dude arm.
You are our consistent, our resident terrorist, I guess.
Yeah, token Muslim,
there
if you
go.
Will.
Yeah,
token
yeah.
Muslim. Emery, I think you're too hard on Reza.
You said hard on.
So to speak.
Yeah.
So to speak.
No, I go for the basic stuff. I mean, the guy
You mean your two-year-old?
Yeah, I am. He's raised Muslim, so he has to take the bullshit shit.
Hey, sometimes you got to take the feta with the hummus. I mean, that's just how it goes.
You see my point?
I want some hummus.
Thanks for making my point, Reza.
I'm here for you.
Hummus and feta and hummus are awesome. Feta is one of the cheeses that I can continue to eat now that I've discovered that I can't eat Dara shit.
You love to talk about that.
God damn it!
Everyone. My name's Emery. I can't eat dairy.
No, that's not it.
And I've lost 50 pounds.
I have lost 50 pounds.
See? I told
you. How much have you lost?
45.
There you go. She's looking amazing.
Yeah. Right on the tail. Both
of you guys. I might fuck her now.
Thank God.
Was that sarcasm?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Damn it.
The great part is she won't cringe while you're doing it now either because you also look amazing.
There we go. See? He swung back nice. For you, honey.
Yeah, boom, but your penis top. Has lost weight, too.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Wow.
I'm Does just that happen? Is that a real thing?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm like, now I did never want to lose weight. I think where I'm at.
I think the opposite
Trust
is
me,
true.
I'll stick with that. I'll stick my weight then. That's fine.
Well, I mean, the problem with weight and penis size is the gut pushes so far out. But, I mean, it'll go out and make it harder to get more penetration.
Okay.
I mean, in theory.
Why you got to push back.
Yeah, no, I know you.
Well, see, I
always and veracity.
I've always liked big guys because of that. Because they have they're hefty and they're heavier.
She only likes the tip.
No, I like the weight.
Oh, you like the weight.
Yeah, okay. I like the weight during sex.
You cool. like feeling like there's a big burly dude there. Like it's yeah. a man on top of you.
Yeah.
I like where this conversation is going.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
Right out of the gate.
Very good. This is why I was invited.
Do I need to have some friends over when we fuck?
Again.
Uh-huh.
I love knowing that my girlfriend's sitting in the corner going, do I really want to do one of these in a couple of weeks?
Are you kidding me? I presumed your girlfriend was the one that would be under the table when we do that. We've talked about this.
No, he's going to be the one under the table.
Yeah. No, she is a strong, independent woman. I'll be under the table. She'll be doing the talking because she's got the brains in this relationship.
And you'll be sucking her dick.
Exactly. Very nice. I will suck off that lady dick so hard.
Right?
Oh, my God.
So,
and by the way, this is Arden Atheist. There is no God.
Yeah, right? Does everyone know about the Ark Encounter?
Yes.
Yeah?
Ark Encounter.
It's
Ark
Ken
Is that a new video game?
It's Ken Ham's. It's probably eventually going to be. It's Ken Ham's $100 million actual Ark.
Yeah, I was just reading the article about Bill Nye going there recently.
He did?
Yeah, he did. Yes. He did.
Bill Nye went there and basically walked around with Ken Ham debunking every single thing about it.
Is that
with
on
cameras?
Video?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there's going to be a movie.
Yeah, they both together. Agreed to have like people record it and everything.
Oh, cannot wait.
It's unbelievable cuz during the interview they were talking about parts with Ken Ham interviewing with other people, and he's saying about how like, oh, Bill Nye would try to refute this, but I showed him that there was a statue of a lamb over here, so how is it not true? I mean, it's there in my exhibit, so it's totally real.
Yeah.
That was his evidence.
He's an absolute retard.
Yeah. Noah had all the ancient fire extinguishers installed and the alarm system and all the electric lighting. And
my favorite part is that there's dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are part of this thing.
Yeah,
of course.
There was some lady who went around with a video camera she went on a tour. She's an atheist. I can't remember her name. It's
I actually watched that. That was actually quite fascinating.
It was great. She walked around and the area that she was showing was kind of like where they kept the animals, but there were crates. It was just like shelves and shelves of crates, and from the crates came all these animal sounds that were very spooky, like
yep. Honey, I don't think no.
This is the best show ever, right?
Right? Right?
Excuse me while I go to the bathroom for a moment.
Yeah, it's really a travesty. The biggest travesty is that, and I just learned this thanks to Friendly Atheist, the biggest travesty in the whole thing is that 62 million of that 100 million government money. It was
It was funded by the government.
It was 62 million. So more than half of it was paid by taxpayers to build that fucking thing.
Yeah.
And that is wrong.
So what do you think about that, wrong. Aiden?
Yeah, Aiden, you've been quiet this whole time.
I walked in like a ninja.
You have no opinions on
how's it going?
What's up? Make sure you get up in that mic. Get all up in that.
Great. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you? If I'd realized Aiden was going to be on the show, I would have picked up some caffeine. I don't know how I'm going to keep up now. Here's what we were talking about, Aiden. Aiden just arrived. If you're a listener, hasn't figured out that I do that every time someone walks in a little late. The Ark. Ark, you know what the Ark?
Oh,
Encounter, it's called. Ken Ham is the guy who did it, who built it. And I just pointed out that $62 million of the $100 million to build the thing was taxpayer money.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's wrong. It's wrong on every level. And I don't know what happens with that. I mean, people have been protesting on that point. Heather brought up something that I think is really funny. There are safety exits, and there are fire extinguishers
everywhere. Electric lights.
In other words, it's built to code, and which I don't. I'm pretty sure Noah didn't do. And to go on, I'm going to go on record as I'm pretty sure Noah didn't. Period. I don't think he lived.
Nobody remembers the Ezekiel the Inspector chapter of the Bible.
Wait a minute. I'm crazy. Okay, didn't they like say they discovered it like 10 years, 12 years ago or 15 years ago or something? So behind. I'm like, whatever.
Every 20-ish years, someone digs up a piece of wood in Turkey on a mountainside, and they claim that it's the Ark. And it just kills me. It just is hilarious. And, of course, it never pans out to be scientifically. In other words, when they carbon date these finds that these folks put forth, they don't add up as from the period, if you will. They're They're not period pieces.
So how did they even get 62? Well, what happened? That's
the thing. The problem is,
well, you think about how many Catholics and Christians are in Congress, in politics.
Yeah, well, that sucks, huh?
Yeah, and really, you nailed it on the head when you said "Welcome to Kentucky." And Andrew kind of knows what he's talking about because we're talking about the Bible Belt buckle. I mean, it is absolutely the heart of stupidity. And the government there is Christian people. Now, here's the weirdest part of it. The weirdest part is we're talking about Ken Ham, and Ken Ham is with a group called Answers in Genesis, and he believes the earth is 6,000 years old. He thinks that God made everything 6,000 years ago, including the dinosaur bones that we find. And because God is hilarious, and so he discounts, for example, carbon dating. He says it's inaccurate, it's bullshit.
It's the devil's work,
right? Exactly. And so it's really frustrating that the people who allowed him to get taxpayer money to do this, they don't even, mostly, by and large, they don't believe what Ken Ham believes, you know? The 6,000 to 10,000 year earthers are really a tiny slice of every part of our community.
You, really?
Yeah, very small.
Aren't
tiny.
They?
Tiny.
Don't most people believe that in the
Catholics,
belt?
No. In fact, come on, the Catholics don't even, the Catholics were just told by their supreme leader that evolution is a fact. He also said that we need to apologize to the gays. I mean, so they're all
for stealing our fashions and that robe.
Yes,
those shoes
to start with.
Oh my god!
What's next? Rights for women? I mean, this guy's all over the map.
Madness.
I just got back from Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. In Orlando, do you guys know about this?
No.
What? There's a place in Orlando called the Holy Land Experience.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't surprise me.
I've seen that.
It's so amazing. So I really wanted to go. I was like, I wanted to take my boyfriend and like make out. And
you're gay?
Oh, you know, surprise. Right?
I will do that joke every time you're on.
Surprise. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you addressed it. Because some of the listeners might be like, oh, I hope he knows.
That's very funny. I have a friend like that.
They have lynchings. If you look up, if you Google it, right, there's like photos of what they do in the Holy Land Experience, and they literally have like a show every day where a guy plays Jesus and he drags crosses like across the park, and he's covered in blood head to toe, and you see the kids like, wow, mom,
Jesus.
And he has like thorns. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Wow,
are you looking it up right
now? Oh yeah,
of course I am. I've seen Rockstar Jesus before.
Oh gosh. Yes. It's oh my god,
that sounds unbelievable.
Yeah, but I want to experience the Jerusalem market is why I really wanted to go. It's featured on the website. That's one of the features they saw.
Oh really?
They're like, experience the Jerusalem market. I'm like, great, that's definitely.
Well, it's just a hippie knocking tables over, right? That's all it would be.
I can't totally hate on that because I lived in Georgia for so long and I had a few friends who would take me to their churches. So I went to like Southern black churches, like Baptist places. It was a goddamn party and fashion show. Mm. It was absolutely amazing every single time. I never once paid attention to the sermon, but I was just having a party, drinking wine and dancing around with somebody's grandma.
It's like sister act every day.
Yeah, it was. That's like the best way to describe it.
You know, with the ark, he's demonstrating how it was built, and it's a replica, and so I'm thinking,
how can you make a replica of something you can't show?
Well, it's just by the Bible.
All they did was give dimensions.
So I guess back then, they used $100 million worth of modern machinery, a huge team of labor,
right?
Lumber mills. And
it doesn't float.
But Bible dimensions, though, don't work. Like, you can't translate 40 lambs long into, like, yards or feet and meters.
It's cubits, man.
Cubits, man.
Did you not love Bill Cosby once?
Oh, God.
Do they have animals, live animals, in the place? Like a zoo?
I was just telling you.
Well, they're like statues and like fake wax and stuff. Yeah.
I thought they do have a petting zoo on some level.
Do they?
Okay. So you can hug a goat.
Yeah, but in the actual ark,
the only animals on the ark experience are the atheists.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go. Have you guys gone?
Yeah, it's 40 bucks.
Has anybody?
It's 40 bucks.
Do you really want
to
give 40 bucks to Ken Ham?
But I really want to see this.
Well, you already have. How many? How many atheists?
Bad fag. Bad fag.
Gone to that.
What?
I said, how many like atheists have paid for that thing to be built with their tax dollars?
Yeah, enough that it's
too
fundamentally
many.
Wrong. Right, right. One is too many.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are atheists who are buying the ticket and going to see the
and
the
there's
travesty.
Video, so you can look that up. Actually, nice. Well, that's the thing. Walking around.
I don't need to smell the cedar. I can just watch the video. I'm a man of today.
Yeah.
You know. So no, I'm not giving him 40 fucking bucks.
No, you get your walkthrough and go. Oh.
No interest in giving that guy one goddamn penny. And I wonder also.
But we did go to the Creation Museum.
Well, we didn't actually pay for it.
We didn't pay for it. But
we were guests on a podcast that went and they paid for our way in. But one of the things that. I was getting to this earlier. Ken Ham is going to be able to say, yeah, I trust God not to burn, to prevent this from being burnt down. But the government doesn't, and they made me put in these fire extinguishers and stuff. So that's going to be his escape route on that particular argument.
Well, he's still stupid.
Yeah, no, he is.
I'm waiting for the first person to catch a Pokemon there. That's
oh my god! Let's
catch
go
your
just
first
for that.
Pokemon on the arc.
Well, yes.
Are you out of your mind, Pokemon? Characters and human beings don't walk the earth at the same time.
Sure, 6,000 years ago.
Yeah,
of course
Pikachu
they did.
Was born.
Dinosaurs were there.
It's all prophecy. Come on.
I wonder if
Book
they're going to come out with like a thing again. Because
Book
did you hear about the somebody trying to catch a Charmander in
the
Holocaust
Museum? Yes, yeah. Yes.
Really?
The Holocaust Museum is a Pokemon stop.
That's great. So is the Brady Bunch house down the street.
I actually went there
me.
And caught a juju.
Yeah, you didn't know.
A juju.
Oh, that's awesome.
You are going to holler to your lovely lady to write that joke down, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Please write that down. I love you.
Yeah. Yeah, that joke, if you don't write it down, I fucking will, all right?
Juju. That's amazing.
Went to the Holocaust Museum and caught a juju. She got it. So, Mike, I'm curious how many people are not Christians or believers or non-believers, how many nuns are just going, as you were saying, that you'd consider going? You know, how many people are actually going to this thing? And I wish that no one would. I wish that it would. What needs to happen is that it needs to dry up. He needs to lose his ass. And then it needs to be turned into a fucking kick-ass gay bar. Right?
Yeah.
What is his? Go ahead.
Oh no! The early reports I've seen are that it's nobody is going beyond.
Well, I don't think
even
that's true.
That first day, there were pictures of the empty parking lot empty lines. And
he's claiming that we non-believers are taking opportunistic pictures and video to make that claim. And
what else is he going to say? Well, no one's coming.
Well, he may or may not be telling the truth. They may or may not be. Listen. Atheists and skeptics are every bit as capable of making the mistakes of understating something and believing they've been accurate, when in fact they haven't been necessarily. Now, I'm not taking a position on this, but I will say this. I will say that a friend of mine said they were in a long fucking line when it opened up. And when I heard that, that's kind of all I needed to know to presume that opening day was at least a certain degree of success, you know? Oh, yeah. So a friend of mine was texting
after that, after everyone's seen it.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
I feel like it'll be around at least for a year or two because it's an attraction, if nothing else. It's a giant attraction that it sparks people's interest. Whether
you believe it or not. I would like to buy this attraction and put up, like, amusement park rides, you know, ride the dinosaur. Yeah,
as big of a selling market of music as Christian rock is, like, there's going to be a market for people to see this for at least a couple of years.
You know what I'd like to see? The fitting end of it would be that a flood hits that area.
It sinks.
And carries it a few miles over to the little lake there, and then it sinks in the lake.
Wouldn't it be great if a flood takes it down and it accidentally crashes into like a Planned Parenthood?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that would be perfect. I hadn't thought of that. Thank you, sir. All right, that's it. You're listening to Ardent Atheist, ardentatheist.com, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album, Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery Emery. That's G-U-M as in McFaggot. ROAD.com/Emery Emery and buy the damn thing. Why did you look at me?
You can do Mook. You can use Mick for anything now.
Yes, you
that's
can.
Really all right. That's it. What kind of lightning... Did
lighting.
I misread that. What kind of lighting did Noah have on the ark?
I have no idea.
Floodlights.
You're stupid.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids, remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll come.
Time Bangers. Time Bangers is available everywhere now already because we haven't changed the ad. It doesn't matter. Just go get it.
We're going to change that ad soon.
Yeah, we got to change that ad.
It's
our fault.
It is our fault.
I should. Okay. And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense. You can believe him. We're talking with Aiden Park, Reza Asghari, and Andrew Helm. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
So you know that they're... Ken Ham is trying to get schools to come do class trips to
and
the Ark.
And that has to be stopped every possible way. We have to stop that shit. The government has to get involved in this one. That's how I feel about this.
I mean, you can't take a public class trip to a religious institution.
No, you cannot.
Can you?
If you're a religious school, but not a public school, you cannot be doing this. And if they do that. Let's stop and be reasonable for 5 seconds.
What?
Madness.
What if there was a school trip to the Holocaust Museum?
Actually, that's how I learned most of the racial slurs I learned as a kid. Swear to God, I took a school trip to the Holocaust Museum.
Don't they do that?
Yeah.
The hate hall is the best.
Yeah, the hate hall. I haven't gone. I really should be going to that place.
It's been a few years. Me and my girlfriend talked about going back there and like
it's
getting super
stoned.
It's a big tube
you walk down. And then there are speakers in it, and you can see words on the wall that flash when they're yelled out. Is that right?
Speakers just hurl racial slurs at you.
But Kike,
nigger.
Are you kidding?
No, not at all. No. It just yells shit as you're walking through, and you'll just hear like spook and like just horrible shit.
Do they like
adjust it for who you are.
Chink, that would be amazing.
I think that would be wrong.
But the problem is, it's okay because the Holocaust actually happened, so it's history. It's not.
You just totally combined the Rain Room and the Holocaust Museum. it caters to you specifically.
Yeah, have you been, Andrew?
I have not.
I have got to go to that.
Where is it?
Wilshire, somewhere downtown.
I don't remember exactly
Museum
where.
Museum Row.
Were you laughing your ass off, or did you keep your composure because you're supposed to?
Well, when I was a kid, I for sure giggled. It was noticeable. Like, I'm sure me and my friends got shushed by the teacher, but as an adult, and now especially having to keep my composure in situations as a comic, like, I'm sure I could be fine walking through there, but the second I get back to the car, I'm laughing like a four-year-old.
Yeah, I guess my complaint about it is not so much that it's religious information, but it's information that we know to be false, you know?
Right. That they're trying to say is scientific or actual truth.
Are they selling it that way? Or are they saying, like, well, this is our belief?
Ken Ham is the leader of a religious group. That religious group is called Answers in Genesis. They are purists. They think the earth was made by God, the universe, 6,000 years ago. They completely reject evolution. They completely reject science. They are out of their fucking minds. They're absolutely out of their minds. I said earlier, before you arrived, it's a very small sliver of the Christian community that buys into what Ken Ham is both preaching with that arc and believes.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way, I don't want them to be confused with my cover band, Answers in Genesis. We do a mean In the Air Tonight. It's beautiful.
I'm sure no one will confuse the two. Yeah, it just blows my mind. Here's what I think he believes. I think he believes that if only people... He said many times in many of the interviews, and one of the common themes that you hear from him on opening day is, as you can see, we're disproving the myth of the bathtub-sized ark. In other words, the one that was in all of the... all the children's books,
yeah,
with just a giraffe poking up out of one end and another couple of animals here and there. He believes that by building this ark, you will look at it and you will say, "Oh yeah, so the Bible was talking about a thing that really could hold every animal on the planet." That's what he believes is going to happen, and he's absolutely abjectly retardedly wrong.
And one guy in his family built it.
Well, that's the scary thing, is the government is actually giving a person money who's saying, "Hey, I want to take something that has no basis in fact or any way to be proven, build it, and then use that as proof that it's real."
Yeah, that's exactly what he's
doing. And people are like, "Sounds good."
He is offering it. He believes that it's evidence.
Yeah.
And he's out of his mind. The only way that anyone could do what he's claiming to do is to actually build an ark that floats, put it in water, fill it with two of every animal. And that's an inaccurate reading, by the way, of the Bible. It's not two of every only. It's
every kind.
He backtracked on that, too, because he said, "Oh, well, 6,000 years ago, there was a lot less animals." Huh. You only needed types of animals.
I believe that's abjectly, scientifically inaccurate, too. I'm basing that on the idea that, well, I don't know, 60,000, I mean 6,000 or 2,000 years ago. But I don't think that's accurate, because 90% of all species that ever existed on Earth have already gone extinct. 90-some percent.
Do you think that if we polled, like, the people, the voters in Kentucky, right, do you think that they would be for the building of this ark, or do you think they would be against it? The majority.
The voters of Kentucky don't know how to read a poll. Oh, you speak it to them? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that maybe a majority in Kentucky might say that it's okay for them to use the money. That's possible.
But then here, like, if I was a governor or whatever, those people, the politicians of Kentucky, and I got a bunch of support from the people, right?
Yeah.
And I got voted into office because, I got elected in. And 70% of the people who voted for me, or 70% of the people in the state, were like, yeah, we want this, or like, yeah, we're cool with it, let's go for it, then if I took money from them, then like I would probably vote it in support of that. Right?
I'm having a lot of trouble going along with your because you're a gay guy in Kentucky. You're not going to be the governor ever. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's a valid point to make.
I didn't quite get it.
He's saying that if he was in charge of deciding whether government money would be granted to him,
and his
voters supported it, then it makes sense that would happen. But here's the thing. If the voters supported you as the governor or you as the senator of that state, if the voters supported
mm-hmm.
keeping gays from being married,
right?
You would go along with that. But then what happens next is, there's another step here, is the federal government steps in and says, hey guys, you can't do that. We have a constitution, and it says you can't do that. And then they take away that.
What accident? Accident is that?
There's no accident.
Sound like you're doing some sort of presidential accent.
No, I'm sorry.
Old world.
Old world.
Old world.
I wish I could do Kennedy. I'd do that. I can't do Kennedy. The only old world. The only old world impression I could even do this in is. Listen.
Oh no!
That's not even old world. What are you doing?
It all just turns into Foghorn Leghorn. Now see.
I was doing President Walken. Here's the deal: you can't do that. That's what I would do. So they step in and they reverse the laws that are discriminatory, or they reverse the laws that violate the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
This violates the Constitution. That's my point. Okay? We have a Constitution that guarantees the separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
This is the state.
Mm-hmm.
They can't give money to a church to do this, because some of that money came from non-believers. Mm-hmm. It came from people who don't think that this is a good mm-hmm. idea.
Yeah, but they...
And this is a religious thing.
But... You know, the government goes to war, and we pay taxes for war, and majority of taxpayers don't agree with going to war, but we still do that.
But there's no constitutional barring of that.
They should make one.
Okay, you're not being very helpful. We'll come back, and I know, I'm now aware that Kat has something that she would like to throw in, so we'll be right back. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
That's right, old guy voice I stole. We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option. That's the Donate More If You Want button. If you want to give us more money, we'll give away some subscriptions to the needy. In fact, we do all the time. So be generous. Support the show if you can afford it. Please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. How many morons does it take to build an ark?
How many?
Only one, but he has to hire hundreds of builders and get $62 million in taxpayer dollars.
That's not funny.
No, exactly. It's not funny.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3,
and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids, remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll come.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Aidan Park, Reza Asghari, and Andrew Helm. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what were you going to ask earlier? I believe you were coming to the microphone, Kat.
Well, I'm just concerned that all this taxpayers' money got used on something that wasn't really voted on, where we in California are going to have a vote to spend $40 frickin' to clean up our beaches and parks, and we have to vote on that instead of our government just saying, yeah, that's a pretty good fucking idea. But no one in Kentucky got to vote on spending this much money and having the government allocate millions of dollars to something that potentially could be illegal.
Well, now, I'd like to point out the difference between the Friendly Atheist podcast and ours, okay? Here, this is going to be a good illustration. I don't fucking know. So if you want that answer, you can search for Friendly Atheist and you can see what he's written. I read much of it today, but I don't remember if that was in it. Although I do remember something that was in what I read by Friendly Atheist. The Friendly Atheist actually was on the ARC with a video camera opening day. That was very cool. And you can go look that up. We will look that up after the show, and then we'll forget to talk about it next week. Again, another illustration of the difference between our show and a good show. Here's something that will make you just go crazy. They are also allowed, and I wonder if this is how the government's going to eventually shut them down. They are allowed to hire only Christians to work on the ark. They are. Did you gasp? I think Kat gasped.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
See, that's something the Friendly Atheist doesn't. It doesn't have the gasp of Kat. So we're a little more even now. So, yeah, it's wrong. That's discrimination in its purest form. But we now are living in a time where religious people believe they're being discriminated against, persecuted, because they are being forced to not discriminate based on their religious belief. It is batshit crazy.
What if they were gay Christians?
Well, that's my question. Yeah, does it matter as long as they're Christian? Like, what if it's like a black transsexual Christian?
I think you guys just came up with a great idea. I think that everybody... I'll tell you the best form of protesting this. If you live in Kentucky and you're looking for a job right now, and you are not of the religious belief that they are, and Ken Ham is, if you're gay, if you're, let's say, a Muslim, let's say, it doesn't
Why'd
matter.
You laugh?
Let's say, what you should do is, this is the best protest I can think of right now, is get a job there, but go in and claim that you are the Christian they want, that they will only hire. So get hired by them, then make it clear that you either were bullshitting to get the job and see how they react.
No, you're going to change religions.
Or
you're going to convert to
some other
else.
Thing.
Wait, but isn't
and start talking publicly in the work environment about becoming an atheist or becoming a Muslim or any of those things. That's the way we really take this down, because this place will go Cracker Barrel in a couple of weeks.
Cracker Barrel.
Isn't this the same thing? Okay, like, I'm just wondering. Isn't this the same thing as, okay, like, we give tax breaks to people who say that it's a religious institution, right? Like, whatever. Like, let's just use, like, Scientology, for example.
Oh, they're getting the tax break, too.
Right, they're getting the tax break. So, basically, we're paying for that.
Yep.
But then aren't they allowed to only hire Scientologists?
Oh, no, right? Well, that's a good question.
I'm pretty sure that's what they do, though. Like, I doubt they work with anyone that's not a Scientologist because there's so many people.
It's interesting that you bring that one up because no one would go in there and work for those fuckheads.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't know. I'm just
wondering because, like, then it's like this. It's like the same thing as anything that happens, right? Because we subsidize any religion, and then like all of them, like they all can hire within. Right? Is that how it works? I don't know, though. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just asking.
It doesn't work with Scientology because I did pick up a kid and took him to the Celebrity Center. And I said,
You pick up kids?
Well, a kid, 20 in their 20s. Uh-huh. Sorry. Uh-huh. You know.
You drive.
Get off my lawn.
You drive for Lyft, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, what? What's going on?
Back up. Yes. I picked up a in for Lyft, took him to the Celebrity Center, and he was just doing contract work for him. So it wasn't.
So he was a non believer of their belief system, and they were paying him to do. They were contracting him to do work. So there you go.
Hmm. So you mean to tell me that
we have one anecdote that says that's not what goes on.
So they have like okay. So the ARC has to hire from top to bottom every. Unless they don't feel like it, or
no,
like,
no,
is
they
it
just,
like
they just can't be caught. Theoretically, they can't be caught discriminating against people, rejecting applications based on people's belief systems or homosexuality, or because they're black. You know what I mean? They can't be caught doing that.
And they're standing behind freedom of expression and freedom of religion.
They're out in the public saying that they are not going to hire anybody that isn't Christian.
But I'm just wondering, like, how do they get away with that? What are they saying as their defense? Do you know what I mean? Like,
they don't want a defense. They're saying it should be our fucking right. I think this is going to end up in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen. And if you want to, again, I'm going to say it again right here on the show. If you're in Kentucky and you want to protest, go get a job with these fuckers and then come out as not Christian. When they fire you, sue them. That's the best form of protest we could be doing right now.
Could they do a non-compete law, though, that would say you have to support Christianity just like if you work for Sprint.
Well,
you can't say anything bad about them. You know, even though
you
have T-Mobile.
That guy, the Verizon guy, switched to Sprint. Oh, shady.
He probably was only able to do that like two or three years later.
Oh, my God, shady.
I bet Verizon didn't hear that bitch slap coming.
Oh, my God.
So when you get the job as a Christian, you can't be talking about, you know, Jesus was a Jew and stuff like that.
I feel like they hurt themselves by saying that. Like, they could have just kept quiet and that problem would have worked itself out.
Well, I think someone brought it up. I think someone pressed the issue and made them say it.
Yeah, like, if anybody that doesn't believe that kind of nonsense wouldn't work there anyway, so they would only get people that actually believe the same kind of shit they do.
Okay, so my tits said...
You want to clear up what you mean by that?
My tits said, on the wall of reason, there's someone named my tits. Items needed for possible employment. Completion of online application at answersingenesis.org.
Answersingenesis.org.
/jobs. 2. Resume. 3. Salary requirements. 4. Salvation testimony.
Wow. Oh my God.
Wow. So they, 5. So they, wait. 5. Creation belief statement. 6. Confirmation. Oops, I lost it. Confirmation of agreement with the AIG statement of faith. Answers in Genesis.
How does that... So
that's a religious test for a job, and that's not allowed in this country. It's just not.
I mean, it's just, okay, like, you know, when somebody does something so ridiculous...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I automatically think, well, they must have some kind of defense, even if it's, like, in their head or anything. Like, they must say...
Like the guy that shot those cops. He had reasons in his head.
Right.
But they were fucked up.
So
but this, what do they say to people who, like, okay, like us, like, because if we go to, because that's what a lot of, you know, like, not everybody, but like some Christians, you'll go to them and they're really like, they'll answer your questions like, oh, hi, so good to see you. I'll answer whatever question you want. And they're like super like, they're happy to answer. What's their screwed up reasoning in their head that they're happy to share? Like, what is, I'm just so wondering, like, what is, because like, if any of us went to them, like if I went to him and I was like, what is, I have questions like this and this and this and this, he's gonna have some kind of, whether it's satisfactory or
not. You went to him and you said, I have some questions about why you're hiring these people, and you have a religious test in order to give them a job, I have questions about that, he would go, ew, homo, homo, homo.
I don't know. I
no,
think
he'd run
like,
away from you.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think he'd be like, oh, yeah,
he's,
like,
he's afraid
okay.
of gays. He's afraid of gays.
There's more. There's more.
Well, questions. Of course he's afraid of gays, but you know.
My tits says, stop laughing at me. this must be a job on the website. It says dinosaur costume actor. Summary. Highly energetic, athletic person will interact with guests, handler, and actors in full dinosaur costume to promote a positive guest experience by participating in scripted and non-scripted roles. Must be able to meet height and size requirements and wear approximately a 70-pound costume with limited visibility, ventilation, and range of motion indoors and outdoors for an average of 30 to 40 minutes at a time.
I totally qualify for that. I can totally do that.
Heather can too. She played
an Easter bunny
last year.
I was baptized when I was young.
Yeah.
When I was like 9. So
you qualify.
That counts.
I must
man a job.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about that is they're not dumb. Like, they use the one thing as a spokes animal or mascot that they don't even believe in, which is a fucking dinosaur existing before people and God and all that shit. But they know kids love fucking dinosaurs. Like, they know
but
how
they
to market.
They do believe.
No, they believe you're, that you're they exist at something. The same time.
They think like they existed. Yes. They think they coexisted
okay, well,
with man.
I got that part. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're that crazy.
They have
Can
that
we do
stupid.
Something? The website was answersingenesis.org, right? Let's do. Let's buy answersingenesis.com.net, all the other ones.
.com.
Have the same form that people have to fill out, but then it just gives you access to tons of gay porn. Let's just attack them that way.
I love that idea.
Well, yeah. What's that group, Anonymous? Get them to do it, because they're really good at that.
Huh.
Yeah.
I imagine Anonymous will eventually hack these folks.
At some point.
There's too much killing going on right now. They're like second string to all the deaths.
Right.
No one's focusing on them.
Like, aren't y'all curious what they would tell you?
Okay, wait, listen. We've seen the arguments before.
Really?
Remember the woman who... Remember the woman who wouldn't...
Kim
allow,
Davis, that yes. one. Okay.
She wouldn't allow gay people to,
right.
to get a marriage
also
in
Kentucky.
Her office. Also in Kentucky. No,
no,
wait,
no Oklahoma, right?
No, Kentucky.
No, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, she had very, very specific reasons. Do you remember what they were?
No, I have no idea.
Because
I don't
she
know.
Couldn't, in good conscience, put her name on that. That was what she was saying. So she, like you said, everyone has a thing in their head, right? According to their belief system, by that I mean the Christians who refuse to do things that are constitutionally protected, right?
Uh-huh.
They challenge constitutional ideals. They believe that their higher power, their God, their belief system, in the exact same way that Muslims believe that Sharia law should be the law of the land, so too do these religious zealots believe that their version of Christian law, whatever it may be, should be the law of the land. And if it's not, then it overrides the law of the land. They believe that, even though the Bible actually doesn't say to do that. The Bible tells them to do the opposite, to live by the laws of the land. But they don't. And so it's... I'm sure that his argument would be somewhere in the wheelhouse of... It is an infringement on my rights for the government to tell me that I have to hire atheists. That would be his argument. He feels that the government is infringing on his rights to force him to hire people that don't have the same belief system. And he believes God is on his side, and therefore he's right.
But wouldn't the government be able to step in like any shareholder of a business or a corporation? Like, they own $62 million worth of that ark. They can say, hey, I have an investment in this. You got to do a couple of things my way.
Well, that's one of the reasons that they should not be legally allowed to have a religious test for the jobs on that in that place. Yeah. That's the problem. Hmm. And I think this is going to end up in the Supreme Court. And I think Ken Ham loves that, by the way. I don't think he's afraid of any of that.
Oh,
in
no.
fact,
press.
I he think wants, he's yeah, running toward
publicity,
that.
Yeah,
I think he wants exactly that. And that's what's going on there.
Wow.
All right, we're going to take another break. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners. Six Ball, Perry Deliolia, Sasha Luna, Ed Zingafucker, My Tits.
Oh, that's My Tits.
Jeff the Kentucky Atheist, Shiny Disco Dave, Thundercock, Cock of Thunder, Master of Bader, Tungalingus, Anal Power Ranger, and Joe Swam. These are some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Thanks for being there, everybody.
God damn it. And now back to Ardent Atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Aiden Park, Reza Asghari, and Andrew Helm. Thanks for being here, everybody. I haven't screwed up anyone's name yet on the show. Keyword... Yet.
Yeah. Don't even spell my name wrong, though, on the computer.
Oh, the name, it's not spelled right? It shouldn't be. On my screen, it should be spelled exactly how I'm supposed to say it.
Oh, okay. Well, then, great. Good job.
Yeah. That's what Heather does for me.
Oh, yeah, Heather.
She knows what she's doing.
He's a retard.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know how you would spell Helm any differently. I'm kidding. I know it's Aiden. How do you spell Y? It's a Y?
Oh, A-I-D-A-N.
A-N. Got it. All right, cool. Oh, let me explain something here. All you have to do every time that the video goes away is click on that. Click on that, and it'll come back on.
And do you know why it goes away?
No, we don't know the answer to that.
I thought it was because you stay on one camera for too long.
One of the things that happens is if you're hanging out on a camera too long, I think it suggests you're not doing your job, Kat.
Yeah,
I'm
Kat.
Pretty sure it means that you're high.
I just
high.
Get so interested in
it. Yeah, yeah. You're doing a different job than listening to the show. Hey, that's why did we have Kat come over? You know, to sit and listen to the show. That's why. And then to talk... down below the mic when she.
I'm so sorry. Okay, I haven't been here in a while, and I get all excited that I get to go out.
Explains your nipples. Explains your nipples.
That's scary when you're being scolded by technology. Like, oh, you don't want to switch to camera 3? Turn it off,
yeah,
lazy
fine.
Ass.
I can't figure it out either. It's Ustream, and it just Ustream producer just decides that it goes to black. No reason. And it's really weird.
Maybe so, it's because you were talking so long, I had to keep the camera on you.
That's it. And for the record, it's really unfair for me to yell at you for working for free for us. I'm the dick here. I want to be very clear about this. I'm sure that if there's any kind of production people working for Friendly Atheist, they're being paid to be yelled at.
I'm going to move the camera right now. I'm moving the camera.
So, but thank you, Kat. We love you.
We do. Aww,
yeah, we do.
You.
This thing's it's got me crazy. It really has me mad, and a little part of me, a little part of the back of my head keeps going, just fucking relax, man. I mean, we do live in a free country, and I suppose, fighting bad ideas is something I decided to do. You know, ardent atheist. That's what I am. I really am. I'm an atheist, but I'm ardent because there are people being harmed by religion. And I see this as harm, teaching a kid that evolution is wrong. That's harmful to me. That seems really detrimental to the future opportunities of the children who buy into that and who are suckered into buying into that. And so that's what makes me a little crazy about it. But then there's that other part of me that's the libertarian freedom guy. There should be it should be okay for people to have whatever belief they want to have.
Yes, but you have to put them on an island somewhere off on the coast.
Yeah.
On some level, so I'm gonna. Can I tell you a story? Okay, so my grandmother.
No,
get out of here, you. Okay, so my grandmother, super Baptist.
Okay,
okay, she is 85. She's got stage 4 cancer. She's been given a month to live, all right? Like, seriously, this just happened. And so it's, not good. But she, every day, she's like, oh, I get to go meet Jesus. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as much as I disagree with her,
yeah,
it's...
You're not going to take that from her. You're not going to take that from her.
What yes, am I supposed is. To do?
You're not.
And then, and so I'm like, okay, well.
Don't you rip out Nana's heart.
You know, and life is so hard that I feel like.
Some people need
Some
Jesus.
Some people need Jesus.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Whatever.
Just anything.
Yeah.
I want to be very clear about what just happened, by the way. When Heather said, you're not going to take that from her, I thought for a moment, and that's why I burst out in laughter.
What, cancer?
No, I thought you were saying, you're not going to let her say that shit. That's what I misinterpreted
no,
your sentence.
Yeah.
But what you meant to say, now I understand, is you're not going to take that comfort from her.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's the right thing in that situation, because here's the deal. Your grandma isn't causing children to believe that shit.
You know what, though?
By the
she, me. She, you know, a lot in a lot of ways,
she's
I'm
the reason
screwed
he's
up
gay.
Because of her. Yeah. Okay, because of that whole thing, I was a self-hating gay for years and years and years and years. And she thought she was doing so good. And
but it's
how could
too late
you hate
for her.
How
it's
could you hate you? Oh. You're amazing.
Well, no. I was very gay. She didn't say that. Whatever. Anyway, you know what I mean. So, in her mind, gays just don't exist. Like
right,
in Korea,
right.
Gays just don't exist. So in one way, I'm very angry about all of that, about everything. And in another way, like, oh, she did the best that she could under the circumstances that she was given, and she had nothing else to hold on to. And there's a lot of people in the world, I feel, like we're so lucky. We have, like, you know, comedy shows to do. We have, like, you know, a podcast that we're doing. It's amazing. All these things are great, and we're so lucky. If I lived in bumfuck Kansas or Kentucky, and I had a trailer that was falling apart, and I had three children, and I couldn't afford to get them. Oh, what else could I hold on to other than that little thing? I could see myself like just making myself believe anything. Like I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, I'm so desperate.
Yeah.
Like anything, please, just anybody, somebody, anything.
Right. Well, opportunity, you know? and education are the those that is the antiseptic for religion. That's what washes religion off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
When we do away with poverty and misery, if we can, I don't know that we can, but when we do away with those things, a lot of things get better, and religion goes away, and people aren't forced to feel the need to rob other people and that sort of thing. So
I just I can't relate to it. I just go, you know, I'd rather know the truth of what's happening exactly than believe a falsity and go, oh, well, this thing might help me if I just talk to it. I can't relate to it.
Yeah, but his grandma can.
Yeah.
But okay. So I'm sorry. I feel like I'm talking a lot. But
it's okay.
Okay. So I'm dating a man who is 20
You're
years
gay?
Old. Yeah. You fag.
Every
fag.
Time.
Okay. 20
Every
years
time.
Older than me.
Yeah.
20 years older than me, okay? And here's the reality of the situation.
All right.
He's had a history, a health history.
Yeah.
And it's likely that he's going to die before me.
Uh-huh. No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just true. Just likely.
I want to help you out. It's guaranteed.
Sorry. I love him. Uh-huh. I love him so much. I love him so much. You know, I understand every morning. I'm like, oh my god, I love him so much. Okay. So, and I've been.
But do you love him?
I love him. I love him so much. He's the best.
Oh my god.
I love him. I'm such a fag. Just want to suck his dick all day long. So anyway, but,
oh my god,
but
what
sometimes,
happened?
Sometimes, okay, like sometimes when I think about that,
yeah.
In a lot of ways, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in anything, okay? But sometimes I think that it would be much easier for me to just handle that anxiety and handle his impending death. if I were to get myself, fool myself somehow to believe that there
you'd
is
see
an
him on the other side.
So I could see him again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm going to miss him so much. I'm going to miss my grandma. I wish I could see
which,
him again.
No, I believe
which theism
that.
Could you subscribe to that will allow that? Because there aren't many. There are some. There are a handful that will allow you on the other side to be gay. But most of them have you both burning in hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Unless you can tweak it like all these new gays are doing, right? They're like, oh, well, it's Christianity, but you know, they didn't really say that. We're good. Okay. You know what I mean? But like sometimes I feel like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I have access to all of my smart friends who have reason and logic, who know that they're there. But like, it just seems like it would be such a nice answer if I can just get myself to believe something.
But you know, you're forgetting that, yes, you'll get to see him in heaven, but you'll also get to see all those other motherfuckers that you hate in heaven. Because if everyone's going to heaven, you're going to be surrounded by those assholes that fucked with you when you were a kid. You're going to be...
Jim Davis is going to be your neighbor.
The uncle that molested you.
I don't care. I just want to see him again.
It's
going to
be the man you love and the guy that threw a fish at you.
You're going to live in a house, and on the right side of your house is Kim Davis and her family, and on the left side of your house is Ken Ham. That's where you're going to live. You're not going to want to come out of the house because you're sucking so much dick.
That's like Big Brother.
And your pets won't be there. I'm just letting you know.
Really?
Yeah.
I genuinely believe how much you love this man because you almost lost your train of thought when you thought about sucking his dick. It's like, wait, where was I going? Oh,
he's got
dick.
A good dick. He's got a good dick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well,
have it bronzed when it's over.
It's so amazing.
Here's the deal.
Yeah, can't you inject it with something to like get it hard and then make a mold so you'll remember him forever?
Oh, inject?
Do you think that it's possible to... want something so much, need something so much that it just becomes true?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
I think that. For the person, I think that, yeah.
For the individual.
Yeah, because it becomes such a desperate time that you'll cling on to any... I can't... Okay, like, in my case, I can't even imagine if I lost him. Like, I could see myself going to the Science of Mind Church or seeing a medium or anything. Just anything. Just anything to help me through that time.
How
I could see myself doing
therapist?
That. Or maybe... But I don't believe those either. Oh I think God. Those are not... Because I dated this therapist. Okay. Anyway. He was a marriage family therapist. I didn't love his dick. We're not with him. But he was a marriage family therapist, and there was infidelity, and we saw a marriage family. He's a marriage family therapist. We went to see a marriage family therapist, and the marriage family therapist that we went to see told him to stop cheating. He didn't do it.
How is there not a sitcom based on you?
Yeah, right.
I don't know, but I'm sorry I'm talking so much anyway.
That's amazing.
Right. You're so, hilarious. Oh,
very, very briefly, before we go, we're gonna break here, and then we're going to come back to the premium portion of the show. But in the premium portion of the show, I'm going to try to explain to you why your desperation makes you a mark. It really does make you a mark.
And I don't deny that. Okay. I think it's totally. I think I'm susceptible.
We're going to talk. We're going to talk about that in the premium portion of the show.
People on the wall, don't leave. You get to stay and watch the premium portion for free.
That's it for the free hour. This has been the free version of episode 195. Another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I want to thank our guests, Aiden Park, Reza Asghari, and Andrew Helm. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson, and our video switcher, Kat Purcell. Tune in next time when our guest will be...
Naked.
And we'll be talking about...
False promises.
I see what I did there. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson, our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph. We obviously don't know his middle name, Swam.
Ah, it took a long time to get to that joke, didn't it?
Yes.
Where can people find you, Andrew?
You can find me on Twitter at SurlyClown.
That's easy enough. Where can people find Reza?
At Reza Asghari and in my bathroom.
Okay, go to Reza's bathroom if you want to fist him. Where can people find you, Aiden?
Twitter and Insta at Aiden Park Show, AidanPark Show.
Thank you very much. We will be talking very personally in the premium portion about Aiden's decision to become a mark. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.